court has many, and the code of the family court, my family and individual code has many discriminatory provisions. I've participated in two workshops on this issue when we requested technical support in order to carry out an analysis of all the discriminatory provisions in our legislation which clashed with international conventions to which we're party, so that a review and overhaul process could be rolled out and we could scrap or amend those discriminatory provisions. That happened before the current crisis, way back in 2010-2011, and so we haven't been able to take those two steps, but we recognize that there are these discriminatory provisions. But on the specific issue of the family code, we've been able to make headway. We wanted to introduce specific legislation on specific issues which have led to problems in the country, and we have sought to do that through the review process of the criminal code and the family code, which is a process that's been handled at the cabinet level. We've been focusing on key issues which give rise to problems of discrimination. That gave rise first and foremost to the review of the criminal code, and it was one of the key components of the review of the criminal code that there were no gender discriminatory provisions in the revised criminal code. That's the additional information I wish to share.
Alors, merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much. I will pick up on the questions asked under issue 33. Here, I think that Mr. Dufruville asked a question about specific steps taken in the quest to identify the whereabouts or fate of children. He referred to the cases of 30.